AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries six key questions. In Series 4, we examine the future for agencies and how the current business model is being forced to adapt to a new marketing environment. We explore the drivers behind the trend towards reinvention and understand the challenges this presents to agencies in the future.
Welcome to AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and we're here to talk with David Patterson, President of the Institute of Practitioners in Advertising from the UK. Welcome to Six Questions, David.
Thank you very much. Hello to you too.
We're here today to talk about the new IPA report, The Future of Advertising and Agencies, which paints a vivid picture of what the ad agency industry will look like in 10 years. This report examines how transformational changes we're all currently experiencing will impact our industry in the future. David, our listeners will be interested to know, what will it take to be a successful agency in the year 2016?
My view is always that we don't lead our clients actually lead us. And the successful agencies, I think, are always the agencies who listen to their clients and then react to it. Because clients, I think, are continually asking us for things. Sometimes they don't even realise they're doing it in their briefs or the way they talk to us, or could you do that for us, or what about if we did it this way? And I think sometimes what that does is it spurns businesses within businesses that sort of are nurtured and grow and I think in the end take over the original company. So I think for me, the single thing will be listening to our clients and what it is they want.
Do you think it'll be a progressive transformation?
Yeah, I think the thing about talking about reinvention is if you stuck a flag in now and then stuck a flag in 10 years' time, we would look at the two, you'd look at the industry and you'd say, well, actually, of course it's been a complete reinvention, but it will have happened over a 10-year period. So there'll be lots and lots of baby steps which look like a sort of a giant step for the advertising industry.
But in essence, what it will be is an evolution along the way rather than a massive revolution overnight.
Yeah, but I think there are parts of the industry that it really will look like revolution. I think we're probably going to talk about some of those in some of the later questions. But it feels to me like certain parts of the industry are in a better place to lead the evolution than others.
And how critical do you believe reinvention will be to survival for ad agencies in the next decade?
Advertising agencies cannot stay the same because the consumer world and the brand world won't allow it to happen. And one of the things that we did in the report was to actually try and reclassify how we talk about advertising. So advertising at the moment, we talk about television advertising, we talk about print, we talk about radio, internet, etc. And then we further split that into display advertising and classified advertising. The way we looked at it was actually to put it down into three types of advertising. So we had sort of the first one was whether advertising was one way or two way, so whether it was interactive between consumers or not, whether it was named or not named, so whether it was specific to an individual or to a group, or whether it was just a broader advertising message, and whether it was screen-based or not screen-based. And one of the things we found was that with everything that we know that's coming in the future, it felt to us like that covered all the bases, and it also defined what the advertising industry would be in 10 years' time. One of the things that came out of this for us was that the biggest single change will be that creative ideas will not just be the remit of the creative department of creative agencies. We felt that consumer groups themselves could well be part of the creative resource. I mean, we're already seeing media agencies coming up with creative ideas. We don't expect that to stop anytime soon. And it feels to us like creativity will be the whole offering of the company rather than just the offering of the creative department. And what I mean by that is that I don't mean everybody's going to be sitting there writing ads, but ideas are going to be not hard to come by, because consumer access will be so much greater. So ideas will be coming from all over the place. It'll be putting those ideas into action will be the more difficult thing. But we feel that there'll be a much broader range of people within advertising agencies that will be able to do that.
We're seeing local agencies in Australia increasingly producing great creative ideas that can work across multiple platforms, particularly the internationally acknowledged Lynx Jet campaign out of Low Hunt.
The creative agencies have got the biggest task. I'm not saying they won't do it, because I think if you look at the ownership of the big agencies, they're going to have to. You know, the big worldwide holding companies, you know, the Omnicoms, WPPs, Publicis, IPG, Havas, all of those groups have got huge businesses built on marketing services companies. And in most cases, you know, maybe about half of their current profitability comes from creative advertising agencies. So they've got a lot to lose if they don't evolve those businesses and move them forward. And whilst they may end up doing it slightly slower than, say, a local market company, because inevitably that's the way it will be, they'll get there. And also, I mean, if you look at the history of it, if they don't get there themselves, they'll buy someone that will make them do it. So, I do think that they will change, but I do think creative agencies have probably got the furthest to go.
I think they realise that. We're seeing a lot of change out here in Australia. BMF, for example, who are a world-class agency in Sydney, have already integrated strategists from media, digital, into their ad mix to deliver different creative solutions, and it's working really well.
When we looked at the models for 2016, you know, what an agency might look like, we came up with three. One would be sort of pretty much the shape we are today, but perhaps just having evolved 10 years on to whatever the marketplace is. One was a sort of a consumer-led advertising agency, so almost agencies almost had sales forces of consumers out there doing the brand selling for them. And the third one was a media-based company, which would look at taking ideas from media owners, or pretty much from wherever they came, but focusing very much on media owners. And those ideas, almost the agency becoming a sort of a marriage counsellor, putting brands and creative ideas from media together.
The digital agencies are basically have been brought up with the new channels and have lived off these new channels and probably understand them better.
But they come from a very uncluttered place. You know, they don't have the structures and the cost bases and the history that the creative agencies have. It's not the creative agencies' fault. It's just they've sort of got to do quite a lot of unbundling to start again, whereas the digital agencies are starting, you know, particularly after the dot-com bust of the turn of the century. They've sort of cleared the decks, so they're pretty unfettered, really.
It's quite uncanny what you're talking about, because we're seeing a lot of change occurring in the US, and in particular RGA, which is a leading agency, digital agency in New York, and they have a new model very similar to what you're talking about for 2016. They're doing that today. It's really interesting because it's working very well for them. They're creating breakthrough work for Nike and quite a big range of other blue chip brands, so it's quite fascinating.
Felt that the agency of 2016 would have a broader scope than with less specialisms than there currently is, and therefore strategy would sit within a broader scoped company.
What is the major challenge for agencies?
Agencies have got to learn how to launch new brands, FMCG in particular, on the internet, and that's, I think, a big task for us.
That's a big challenge, because that's a whole different skill set.
Yeah,
it is.
If we don't achieve it, then the only brands of the future will be the brands that already exist.
It's an interesting point.
Probably not very good for us.
David, this report, well, I mean, it raises lots of issues for the future, and this report, I suppose, in some ways is a massive wake-up call for the industry. I mean, what response has it generated from agencies in the UK and also from clients?
Well, what was interesting about it, the reason we did it in the first place was we wanted to try and get something. It was only when the report was actually printed in the end of November, beginning of December, and it got a wider airing, that it then started to gain some momentum. And that's when the trade press really picked up on it. It's when Merrill Lynch picked up on it. It's when the client organisations picked up on it. And I think what it's done is it's opened the debate. And it's, I think there's a really strong agreement that things have to change and things will change. I think where the differences are depends on who you talk to. I mean, if you talk to the client side of the business, they will say, well, yes, we expect you to, we expect you to be able to do all these changes and fit it into your business without either disrupting what you do for us, and by the way, don't expect us to pay for it. So, and that's, you know, that's an obvious thing for clients to say. I think the media owner community is saying, well, we're a bit more creative than you give us credit for, so, you know, maybe we'll start selling directly to clients. And you know, people like Google are a good example of companies that will look to do that. And I think the advertising agencies, for once, were all vigorously agreeing with each other. And I think that's a good thing. And it has given us something to rally around and at least talk about. I don't think everybody agrees with the report other than its fundamental base, which is things are going to change. And they, you know, the things can't stand still. But how things change, if you're sitting in a direct marketing agency, you probably think they're going to change in a different way to if you're in a creative agency or a media agency or a digital agency, because actually everyone's starting in a slightly different place. Although I think pretty much everybody agrees we're all going to end up in broadly the same place. So I think it's very interesting that we're all sort of starting to trip over each other a bit, and it will be interesting. Now, there are some creative agencies who believe the answer is to repatriate media into creative agencies, make them full service agencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think media agencies would say we don't think that's a very good idea, and actually, why shouldn't creative be taken into media agencies? You know, rather than just go back to the old model. So. I think it's going to be a very interesting time. John Bartle, who was one of the founders of Bartle Vogel Hegarty, I was listening to him speak the other day, and he said, there's never been a time when we know so little about the world that we're about to go into. Doesn't that make it exciting? And I think that's the truth. And I do think it will also allow us to become valuable assets again to our clients.
I think what you've done is hit it on the head there, and he's right. John's saying it's about having an open mind to change these days and basically shaping it in the way that works for you, because everyone, in essence, from what you've just said, has their own agenda anyway. So it really, at the end of the day, I think we've just got to say it is an exciting time to be around. We should make the most of it and have an open mind to change. David, this report's raised lots of big issues about reinvention, and it's got a lot of people thinking about where they're going in the future. And, you know, it's been good to talk with you today. We thank you for your time. And we'll stay in contact, because no doubt I'm sure that you'll have a report out shortly telling us what's happening in 2026. Thanks for your time today, David.
My pleasure.
AdNews Reinvention 2007 podcasts are an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au for marketing trend information and to register for the free fortnightly review newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.